Monday, February 5th. Staff meeting got into a bunch of personnel problems. Pat Hitt is being eased out of her assignments at HEW and is apparently planning to quit. So we talked about how to forestall that. Jack Miller's lobbying hard for anything he can get. Dole is pushing for the president to drop in, everybody's pushing really for everybody to drop into the Dole dinner at the Capitol Hill Club tonight, which of course he won't do. President got into schedule questions, said he would do up some solid domestic type meetings this afternoon, is dropping his plan for California, and looking to having a cabinet meeting, but feels he can't do it next week because they'll all be out doing Lincoln Day speeches. He's thinking of going to Florida for a couple of days over the weekend. We got to the VP problem, and he was concerned as to what Kissinger really wanted done there. Henry's pushing hard that the VP has to be back by the 9th before he gets to Hanoi. And President doesn't really know the reason. A little later, Henry came in, made the point that it's imperative that the VP not go to SyncPAC when he's in Hawaii under any circumstances, and the President agreed because it would put a war emphasis into the peace trip. And President made the point that while he was out in Asia, he should have done orphanages and economic development sites and not had a huge Secret Service and go into hiding. What makes a trip like this is not the meetings, but the color. He's got to learn to think in color terms, not substance. He would get much more publicity if he tried to avoid it. So I'm to message him saying he's not to do SyncPAC, that a rest stop in Hawaii is okay, but he shouldn't stay there. There must be no military overtones on the peace mission. And I should tell him the president now doesn't know his plans, that the vice president should go ahead and spend a few days in California. The president will probably be in Florida or maybe still California for the weekend. The president raised the problem of David's situation in the Navy and wants a report. Apparently his CO gave him hell for trying to get an early release, and the president's now very upset because the plan for the early release seems to have fallen apart. I checked this with Scowcroft later, who says that's not the case. But I'm going to have to follow it up further. President had a good meeting with Tom Whitehead and Colson on the whole TV thing. He urged Whitehead to be controversial and to be heard. Then hit strongly the point that we need to wind up on a position where the administration stands, make the new cabinet aware of the position, and so that no one's taken by surprise. We need to staff out the proposals, though, so that Whitehead won't be shot down when he does launch something. President told me to set up a meeting with Ehrlichman, Schultz, Colson, and Whitehead to go over this, making the point that we can fight the Nets, but not if the locals won't back us. The question is what congressional backing we have. We must mobilize a program on this, get Klein and all the people to back it. We should thoroughly air it with no question where the people stand. Don't leave Whitehead out front. Develop a PR plan to get at it. Use White House people, Dick Moore, and so on. On cable stuff, they just said that they'll report to the president. On the question of prime time access, the president's not clear on it, obviously. It's a battle of Hollywood versus the Nets. Colson says there's no dispute on it. The president says we need adequate PR, that we should not appear to be trying to affect network news content. We can't make it look like Colson and Whitehead have done this, and we have to pull everyone together. And on public TV, they told him they're moving all public affairs out of public TV to keep the government out of propaganda. Whitehead feels that the best course is to kill the Corporation for Public Broadcasting by defunding it. The first step is to get rid of public affairs programming, feed their own internal quarrels. The president said to get this staff this week, told Whitehead not to do anything without staffing, that there are a lot of yellow-livered people around here. If we get in this fight, everyone should shut up, no sniping or bitching afterwards. Do the staff work ahead of time. He then met with Sindlinger, Dick Howard, and Colson. The president told Sindlinger we'd like to have him poll for us, but not don't want to compromise his independence. He should continue in the public polling area. Sendlinger gave an analysis on how to hold the Democrats for Nixon, says they're the key to the nation, the 19.5 million Democrats who voted for Nixon. They voted for two things. One, the president's Vietnam stand, and two, his wage price freeze. Now both of those are gone. The war is over and the wage price freeze has been dropped. And the problem is how to keep these people. Most of them are ethnics and labor types. His poll now shows 26% saying they're Republicans, 33% Democrat, and 29% independent, with 12% having no interest at all. He makes the strong point that the U.S. now is divided into three parts with three totally different attitudes in each, one-third in the South, one-third in the big cities and their suburbs, and one-third in the balance of the country. And the approach to each of these is different from the others. I met with George Bush. He's concerned about the battle between Hugh Scott and Dent, the problem of Kalmbach and his relation to the National Committee, the question of ambassadorial appointees, Jack Miller's job, Spanish-speaking person in the White House, etc. It was a good general session, and I trust satisfactory from Bush's viewpoint. End of February 5th.